Okay, we're going to do a 10-daf review of Meseches Kiddushin. So starting on Daf Beis. Daf Beis was about the different methods of Kiddushin. We had Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Those were the methods of Kiddushin. Then we had ways to reacquire your independence. We spoke about that. We then got B'derech Agav. We spoke about Kicha, Kicha Miste Ephron, and the fact that this is a Lashon Dirabanan of Kiddushin because it's like a Hektish. We spoke about Derech versus Davar, and the Derech means the way of the world, and we spoke about the way of man is to chase after women because that part was removed from them. Again, Daf Beis was a much more textual Daf where we went through the first four words of the Masechta of Ha'isha, Niknes B'Shalosh Drach, and we spoke about why Shalosh as opposed to Shlosha. Fine, Daf Gimel was going through the numbers of the Mishnah. Why does it say three? Why does it say two? So we said that the three is coming to exclude chuppah and chalipin, and the two is coming to exclude chalitza as a normal way to get out of a normal marriage, which we don't allow. Then we spoke about the source for the fact that the father gets her kedushin money, and we spoke about for the source that the father gets the earnings of a nara, which started us off on kedushay kesef. We know we have two sources for kedushay kesef, v'yatzachinam ein kesef, and then kicha kicha miste Ephron. Daf Dalid. Daf Dalid was where we went through different sources for the father's rights for kedushin and her earnings. So we spoke about other sources for that. We then spoke about bazev limin alzev by nara and bagra and tosha v'sachir. So we're talking about the different stages of a woman when she goes free. Why do we need to have both, where she becomes free as a Nara and a Bogeres? Because every woman who's a Bogeres obviously was a Nara. Why do we need both? So we needed to teach what each thing is. Sometimes we need to have both of them just to teach us what each phrase means, like we had by Tosha Visachir, by the different types of Avadim, where we need to have that. And then again, we went for two sources of Kinin Kesef. We had Kiikach, which is Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, and we have the Yatzachinam in Kesef, and we ended Daf Dalid talking about the first source for Bia, which we later saw there's another source, of Uba'ala. We then went to Daf Hei. Daf Hei has the source for Shtar by Kiddushin from V'yatzav Ahaisa. We know that that's a Hekish by marriage and divorce, which Jesus does this, and there's no kesef by divorce. We had a havamina that chuppah works for kedushin. We spoke about that idea, what that would even mean. We had all these kavachomers and sada shavas, and then we had nasanhu va'amrahi. Let's say he gives something, but she says it, or if she gives and she says, we said it needs to be nasanhu va'amrahu. He needs to give it, and he needs to say it. The Ran points out that the kedushin is mainly about the man, and that's why they need to be the one to do things. The Gemara had a suffix. Let's say he gives and she says, but ultimately we said we're choshesh midrabanan, but you probably should try to avoid that. We then had Daf Vav, which I think was Shabbos, right? Daf Vav was Shabbos. Anyway, we had Daf Vav, and Daf Vav talks about if talking to a woman about Kiddushin and get, does that suffice? By Yadayim She'ino Mochichos or Yadayim Mochichos, you're having a conversation about this stuff, and then something, oh, here, by the way, is that considered enough of an Amira? The second one was Bekadish B'milva Eina Mekudeshes. If you're going to give with a loan, to do Kiddushin through a loan, that's Eina Mekudeshes. But Bahana'as Milva, it would be Mekudeshes, but that's a problem of maybe Ribbis, so you got to be careful about that. What does Hana'as Milva mean? That you delay the loan. Let's say it was due in 30 days, you give another 30 days, that might be something that you could be Mekudesh with. And then we spoke about Matana Amanas Lahachzir for Kiddushin and for other things, very important by Sukkah and very important in Lumdus in general. What is a Matana Amanas Lahachzir? It sounds like it's a real Matana, a Kinyan HaGuf Lizman, that it's there for the time and that it actually matters. Daf Zion, we spoke about, or again, we learned on Daf Zion that Kiddushin money not given by the husband or not received by the wife works from Arev and Eved Kanani, and the top of the Daf went through all the different proofs that we can learn from both of them, maybe to learn that different methods of Kiddushin working. If I say, you give it to that person, or if I say, give it to, I'll give it to you to give to that person, whatever it is, through Arev or Eved Kanani, those types of Kiddushins are going to work. We spoke about half of a man marrying half of a woman, why it's different for half man, half woman. The man's allowed to say that because he technically can be married to other people, but a woman cannot be married to other people. We spoke about the Kiddusha spreading, just like it does by other areas of Halacha. We then spoke about an Adam Chashav, that if a woman gives something to a man, sometimes that could work if he's an Adam Chashav, because the Hana she gets from him accepting gifts, that's going to count for something. We spoke about an Adam Chashav as someone who normally does not accept gifts, an interesting thing. And then we spoke about items of undetermined value must be appraised for Kiddushin. The bottom of this, we spoke about Bishirai, this silk thing, whether it's Tzricha Shuma or Ain Tzricha Shuma, do you need to know, can a woman have a full smichas das if she doesn't know exactly what something costs? And we spoke about that at length, and this is why Tosas on the next daf spoke about how we don't give a stone under the chuppah because we want to make sure that she knows exactly what this is referring to. Daf Ches, we spoke about giving things less than five slum for Pidyon HaBen, how the Kohen could say Lididi Chazili, that for me, this is something that I'm going to accept. I want it like this. That's going to be okay. We then spoke about if someone says, marry me with a mana, and then gives her a dinar, is that considered okay? Is that like almanas or not? Maybe there's a distinction when I give $101 bills versus just giving 150 for now, and I'll give you 50 later. We then spoke about mana ein kan, mashkon ein kan, that you can't be mekadesh with a mashkon unless it's someone else's mashkon, which is considered your money. Daf tes, we spoke about kedushei shtar, the difference between it being written by the husband or written like a shtar mecher, and then we spoke about shtar kedushin shelo lishma v'shelo midaita, and how that would work, and then we finished daf test by talking about another source for Kedushei B. As we pointed out, we already have Ubala, and then we spoke about Ugas Baal, and we then got into a discussion, why do we need both? Maybe it's about the Bia Shalok Kedarka impacting other people. Does she remain a Besua? Is she now a Be'ua? And then we just did Daf Yud, where we spoke about Tlias Bia Kona or Sof Bia Kona, whether you can do. The next point was, can you do Bia for Kedushin and Nisuin? Does one Bia affect Kedushin and Nisuin or just Kedushin? And then we ended by talking about why can't an Arusa of a Kohen eat Truma, again, as part of the proofs for whether Bia impacts Kedushin and Nisuin or just Kedushin. That is basically the first 10 daf in 5.5 minutes. Have a wonderful day.